The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
Now, as Ciara was saying, this week marks 100 years of Fianna Fáil, the party gearing up for its Ardéis this weekend. We're joined now by former Fianna Fáil leader and Iarr Taoiseach, Bertie Ahern. Iarr Taoiseach, thanks indeed for coming into us. 100 years of Fianna Fáil. What impact would you say Fianna Fáil has had on the state? I presume you believe it has had a beneficial impact on the state.
I think it's been hugely beneficial. I think they've, 100 years, two-thirds of that were in government, third in opposition, roughly. I think from the start, the party was visionary. It was idealistic. It was committed. Men and women who became, founded Fianna Fáil. And I think through the generations, of course, political parties have their ups and downs in voting terms. But I honestly believe the contribution that the party has made from Dev's time right through to Micheál Martin's time has been extraordinarily positive for the country.
Do you believe if De Valera had gone off into the wilderness and stayed in the wilderness as he was in before the foundation of Fianna Fáil, do you believe the state would be very different today if Fianna Fáil had never happened?
Yeah, I think, I suppose nowadays you look and there's so many political parties, and that's the way parties have changed. They've come and gone in this country. They've come and gone all over the world. Look in Europe, a lot of the parties that were around in the 30s and the 40s. But I think the fact that Fianna Fáil grew out of the tumultuous period that the 20s was, the Civil War, the War of Independence, then they're pulling away from Sinn Féin. Fianna Fáil organising mainly around Dev and Lamass through the old IRA, building up the network throughout the country and bringing in a very idealistic vision of what the country needed to do to try to gain independence and to gain its feet after an independence. So I think Fianna Fáil's contribution to that and the fact that it was able, I think probably the big thing, it was able to pull people from every section of Irish society from the start. Like by 1927, a year after its foundation, it already had 10 or 15,000 members. So I think, that success story that continued for generations was a great achievement.
Is it still the Republican Party in your view, or has it been usurped by Sinn Féin in that regard, the modern incarnation of Sinn Féin?
Well, I think any political party, as time goes on, we probably all like to look back and say, I joined in the beginning of the 70s, and you'd say we're a huge organization, and a lot of people were around that were around in the 30s, and you'd say, well, that was a great. The Cumans were 3,500 Cumans in the country, probably 60,000 or 70,000 members. But times change and times move on, and the communication of news, as you do every single day, is different than it was in those days. People don't have to go to town hall meetings or Cumann meetings or meetings in the bar, the kitchen, to find out what's going on. So it's a different world. But I think the party has still, by and large, a very strong grassroots organisation. Not what it had, but still a very strong party.
Is it just another political party now, though? When you look at it, the days when you came very close to winning an overall majority, Jack Lynch winning 50% of the vote back in 77, and it was the dominant force. Every election up until the 80s or 90s, it was close enough to an overall majority. Those days are gone.
Those days are gone. That's the realistic. Whether they ever return, it'll be well into the next centenary.
Yeah,
it
looks unlikely, doesn't it?
It looks unlikely now. But like we operated here probably from the end of the war, the Second World War, up until recent enough years to the 2.5-party system. And while we had Clonapublic and Clonataloon and other parties, Aon Ta Ghaire and later on, a lot of parties come and gone. There was unemployed groups and all kind of groups. But, the reality is that Fianna Fáil started off with about 20%, worked their way up to close to 50, back to 20%. And with so many other parties, that's probably not bad, because nowadays, I mean, you've at least 10 parties, yeah. You know, 10 political movements.
And we've seen political parties that were dominant across Europe disappearing, for example,
all over
like
the
in
place.
Italy,
I mean,
for example.
And if you look at France, I mean, the President's party was a new party. And you look what's happening across the water. Last week, Reform got two councillors in the last election, and they got 1,402 this election. So, you know, it's a, I think when Fianna Fáil looks at its history from what it did in 20s when they got power in 1932, the huge social programme they did from 32 to 42, built 82,000 council houses, you know, started the modernisation of Ireland, got through the economic war, you know, got through on neutrality through the World War. You know, I mean, its achievements were great. People can say, oh, there should have been more progress. But I think any fair analysis would say that through each decade, the party has modernised. They've brought us into the European Union, brought it into Euro in my time, you know, built up the semi-state sector, commercial semi-state. So there's been huge achievements every decade.
Okay, its critics would say it lost its, you know, it used to be the party that for the man who didn't have a seat in the backside of his trousers, and it be, you know, from the days of TACA and the Galway tent and all those stereotypes and cliches that are thrown at the party, that it, you know, it's become too close to big business, that it sold its soul, that it, you know, it drove the country into the hands of the Troika and so on. That it has many failings as well. How do you respond to that?
I think of course in 100-year history, people can pick things and say, you know, it should have been different. I think probably a lot of the change that was made was that Fianna Fáil was always a party of education. And, you know, right from the 30s and the 40s, Fianna Fáil were modernising the education system. And then Donough O'Malley made the huge big changes in the 60s. And then on to the, you know, to the regional technical colleges, NIHEs, to universities. So, you know, the people became more educated. People get more educated, and it's a different quality of life, different standard of living. Like, I remember the day Charlie Haughey made me the chairperson of the Employment Unemployment Committee back in 87. There was 20% unemployment. All as I hear now going around is people can't get people to work, and we can't get enough of people. So, you know, the changes are vast and immense. Were the mistakes made along the way? I'm sure there were. I defend, I suppose, most of them. I would say that the party has made a huge advances. And when you look at the foreign direct, like we went from a protectionist party, I suppose one of the best examples. We had tariffs thrown on us. Tariffs now popular again because of America. But we had tariffs thrown on us during the economic war because we were on the Buy Irish campaign of only supporting Irish goods and products in the masses' time. And then we switched to a party which were foreign direct investment that done away with all the tariffs. I done away with the last financial obstacles back in 30 years ago, over 30 years ago now, when I was finance minister. So, you know, we turned into where foreign direct investment would bring in money here, bring in investment, bring in jobs, bring in a new generation of people, a lot of people from around the world that work here now. So we've actually made a lot of these changes, and I think were they all perfect? We could find holes in, but I think in most cases people would say that the advancement of economic and social policy by Fianna Fáil down through the ages has been superb.
What about the future for Fianna Fáil? I mean, what, you know, you would have said 50, 60 years ago, you would have said Fianna Fáil stands for United Ireland. It stands for you know, the Irish language. I mean, and economic success and so on. What does it stand for now, I suppose? That's the challenge for the party, isn't it?
Yeah, well, it is, because I think in You know, there's a new generation, a very educated generation, and all the time people are looking for the visionary policies of the next decade. And I think that's an ongoing challenge. I was on committees doing that in the 70s when Jack Lynch was still there. I was involved with Albert Reynolds and Charlie Haughey, involved in those trying to look at visionary policies. We had different ones, some of them trying to control the public finances, some of them being able to spend the public finances with the infrastructural, huge infrastructure programs when we built the roads, the huge roads program. So now you have to set out a new position. You know, where do we fit ourselves in Europe? And we're heading into the presidency now for the next 6 months. Where do we set ourselves out in employment terms? How do we hold the foreign direct investment we have? You know, how do we continue to the next level of educating our young people? So, you know, nowadays a secondary degree is very useful, but it's not the only thing.
Yeah.
You're looking at PhDs and masters. So all these things are challenges. So, and of course, the sheer rise in population. You know, when I was Minister for Labour, we had 3 million in the country. Now we're well over 5. So they're huge challenges. And we have to set out a vision to deal with those challenges. And I think, but you know...
Does it need a new leader to do that? Or I don't mean that as a criticism of Micheál Martin, but does it need a new vision to do that?
No, that's a challenge for the party. I think, you know, in fairness to Micheál Martin, he's vast experience and still a lot of energy. So I think, but listen, that will sort itself out in its own ways. I think the party has to be looking at a 10-year cycle.
Okay.
They shouldn't be looking just at, I mean, I think Micheál Martin has said and will lead Fianna Fáil in 2029. But the party needs to be looking out to the centenary of when we first came to government in 1932. So I think to be a... And we need to be looking at the possibilities of growing our vote. I mean, sitting on 17-20, it won't be enough.
Yeah.
I mean, I think you have to build on that. And I think the party are doing that. But I think with one of the things that gives me a lot of heart, there are a lot of really good young people both coming up through Ogre and who've been elected to council positions. They're a strong group, and I think will be a strong group.
Okay. Your own relationship with Fianna Fáil, you had a very intense love affair with Fianna Fáil, and then maybe there was a bit of a break, and you're back now canvassing. What kind of brought you back into the fold?
Well, I kind of never went away. My dad moved from the old IRA to Fianna Fáil in 1926, and the family have never changed. So of course
you didn't vote for them in one of the recent elections.
No, actually, I'd love to clarify that. What in one election, not a general election or a local election, I've always voted Fianna Fáil.
Right.
There was one other election, which is not too hard to work out what one that might have been that I didn't. But in every European, in every local and general, I did. Maybe the European might have been the exception.
Okay, all right. And you're back canvassing now on the streets.
I'm doing a bit. John Stevens, who is the candidate in Dublin Central, canvassed for me for must have been the better part of a lot of his lifetime, anyway. And so I have to do payback.
Yeah.
Afterward, which is very enjoyable, I must say.
Is it enjoyable, Dig? Because I mean, the reaction at the doorstep, I think, can be mixed for politicians. And
it's funny enough.
You've a little experience of that in the last few days.
You have. I mean, the social media stuff is a bit different, and you get people hiding mics behind doors and things like that. So that's a bit different. I never had to deal with that.
Does that leave a bad taste?
It's a bit annoying. It's a bit annoying, and some of the choice language that you get off a small minority. Small minority is a bit annoying, but I have to say, most of it not directed at me nowadays. But I see candidates having to put up with that level of abuse, and you know, I would say 98% of people are good, but there's a small element who are extraordinarily nasty, and I'm not saying to me. I'm watching it, the candidates, and they're extraordinarily nasty. You get what's interesting is they all say it the same, so it's coming from It's coming from the classroom.
Yeah.
I'm getting to the stage at the end of this campaign. I could nearly write the script. So it's been fed.
Yeah. No, fair enough. Final question. You famously, you weren't in the by-election yourself, but your organisation, the Drumcondra Mafia, as they were known, had a famous by-election victory in Dublin Central. I think, was it 83, George Colley's old season? You famously won the seat and the organisation delivered it big time, and you delivered it with the candidate you wanted as well. Yes. We won't go into that. But like, let's be honest, and I know you can't really say it, but Fianna Fáil aren't really at the races in the two by-elections. Is that a sign of the times, or is that just being in government?
No, I think it's... I was one of the assistant director of elections in the Noel Tracy, the great Noel Tracy from East Galway, back in 82, when we were in government.
That's the last time Fianna Fáil won a by-election
in
government.
I think it is. Yeah. I think it is. And it's extraordinarily difficult. But what I did in my time... I was on the organising committee, vice president of Fianna Fáil, or president, from 83 till 2010 or 28 or something. And I always used by-elections when we were in government for the next general election. So to make sure that organisationally and candidate-wise and, you know, getting to know a profile of constituency, we'd be ready for the next general election. And I think the correct thing that Micheál Martin is doing now, he's doing exactly that. And that's a policy I support. Because even though you might win a by-election, the general election comes around fairly quick.
Okay, Iar Taoiseach and Bertie Hearn and Iar Uachtaráin Fianna Fáil, Bertie Hearn, thank you indeed for talking to The Hard Shoulder.
Margaret.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With Kia.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.